Macmillan Audio presents Dead Water by Anne Cleves. Read for you by Kenny Blythe.
Chapter 1. Jimmy Perez stopped for breath and looked out to sea. A still, calm day, the light filtered through high clouds so that the water was shiny grey like metal. On the horizon, a bank of fog. In the deep pockets of the long oilskin coat that had once belonged to his grandfather were pebbles the size of eggs. They were round and smooth, and so heavy that he could feel the weight of them pulling on his shoulders. He'd collected the rocks from the beach at Ravenswick, selecting them carefully, only the roundest, the ones that were white as bone. In the distance, a little way out from the shore, there was a stack of rock shaped like a rough cross, tilted on its side. The calm water hardly broke around it. Perez started walking again, counting out the paces in his head. Most days, since Fran's death, he performed the same ritual, collecting the pebbles from the shore close to her house and bringing them here, to her favourite place in the islands. Part penance and part pilgrimage. Part mad obsession. He rubbed the pebbles with his thumb and found a strange comfort in the touch. On the hill, there were ewes with young lambs, still unsteady on their feet. This far north,